Angel's Blood by Nalini Singh. Narrated by Justine Eyre. Copyright 2009 by Nalini Singh. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Nalini Singh, care of the Knight Agency, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. When Elena told people she was a vampire hunter, their first reaction was an inevitable gasp, followed by, "You go around sticking those sharp stakes in their evil, putrid hearts?" Okay, maybe the actual words varied, but the feel was the same. It made her want to track down and exterminate the idiot 15th-century storyteller who'd made up that tale in the first place. Of course, the vampires had probably already taken care of it, after the first few of them ended up in whatever passed for an emergency room back then. Elena didn't stake vampires. She tracked them, bagged them, and returned them to their masters, the angels. Some people called her kind bounty hunters, but according to her guild card, she was licensed to hunt vampires and assorted others, which made her a vampire hunter, with the attendant benefits, including hazard pay. That pay was very healthy. It had to be to compensate for the fact that hunters occasionally had their jugulars torn open. Still, Elena decided she needed a pay raise after her calf muscle started protesting. She'd been stuck in a cramped corner of an alley in the Bronx for the past 2 hours, a too tall female with pale, almost white hair and silver eyes. The hair was a pain in the butt. According to her sometimes friend Ransom, she might as well wear a sign announcing her presence. Since dyes wouldn't work on it for longer than 2 minutes, Elena had a great collection of knit caps. She was tempted to pull her current one down over her nose, but had a